You're locked in with Atlanta's hottest hip-hop station. The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We out here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. And listen, I do have a special guest checking in tonight all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. It's the big boss himself. What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing much. Me and little Nikki over here chilling and, you know, just getting, enjoying this rainy weather. It's, you know, storms and tornado warning popping off over here.
No! We need that to exit the building expeditiously. The rain is good, but we don't need them tornadoes for sure.
No, we don't need it.
Absolutely. And shout out to little Nikki as well. I know she's definitely on the song. Hey! Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for taking some time with us tonight. I absolutely appreciate it. If I could have each of you, you know, introduce yourself, and we'll let little Nikki go first. Ladies first, you know, give us a brief introduction.
All right. My name's Lil Nikki, and so I'm with Big Boss.
Are you residing in Nashville as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's raining pretty good out there right now.
Oh, man. We had a few days of it out here in Atlanta. Like, it was like a typhoon blowing through here. I'm like, what is going on? It was bad. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's coming into them summer months. That's the rain is to be expected.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Definitely. And Big Boss, go ahead and give us that introduction, fam.
All right, yeah, I'm Big Boss. You know, I'm a hip-hop artist. I've just started a new company called Outer Heaven a couple of years ago. We out here, little Nikki, she's an artist, too. She's, you know, repping Outer Heaven, too. She's known as Nicole on my last few projects. And, you know, we just out here trying to make some good music and, you know, enjoy ourselves at the same time.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, is you have to fall in love with the journey and the process of being whatever it is in life you decide to be. And you guys are both music artists, and I'm sure you have other stuff going on, which we'll definitely talk about. But what I always like to do is take it back a little bit, because it's important that people understand your journey. Lil Nikki, did you grow up in Nashville or did you grow up somewhere else?
Oh, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I was here my whole life.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I love it out there. Like I was saying, the Big Box is so beautiful out there. You know, take us back. What was it like growing up out there? Were you into other things before music became your passion?
I was into singing. I would listen to like pop and stuff before I got into the hip hop, like Britney Spears, NSYNC and stuff. And I would sing and stuff and copy off Britney Spears and all that.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's cool. How long would you say music has really been a passion for you?
Oh my gosh. Since I was like 6 years old.
Oh, wow. Pretty much all your life then.
Yes.
That's amazing.
But I would also have, like, before I met my husband, I would have negative people around me and stuff, and they would tell me that I couldn't do anything until I got with my husband, Big Boss. I felt like I could do anything because he would encourage me to do more with myself. When he knew I had the talent and stuff and I was hungry and thirsty for this chance, he gave me that opportunity. He helped me through this.
Man,
to let me know I could do something.
That is amazing. Having a supportive partner is the best feeling in the world, isn't it?
It's very.
Absolutely.
It's like the best.
Yeah, especially when it's somebody who understands what you do, because my significant other, he's also a music artist and he's an audio engineer. So, like, that's how we met, is in the music industry. And, you know, so it's like it's always cool to have someone who really understands what you do, because I feel like they're going to be more supportive because they understand exactly what it is that you do. That is amazing. I love the story. Same for you, Big Boss. Take us back to Lil Big Boss, you know, the Lil Boss.
Lil Boss.
Lil Boss, you know. What was Lil Boss doing when he was a youngin'?
Well, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to try to be brief, so cause I know we only have a little time, but I'll give you a brief. I used to go by Black Rob, like the other Black Rob back in the day. Shout out to him. He passed away. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
And I started freestyling when I was in middle school. You know, and my passion was to kind of rap like Twista at first. And then at first, you know, my brother-in-law, shout out to Jameel Moon, he gonna get a good plug. and his homeboy Payroll say, hey, you need to slow that down a little bit and maybe you'll have something in it. I started kind of slowing it down. Then I got with my man, Boss Man, his name is Fat Boy Duke now, and he gave me my name Big Rob because I couldn't use Black Rob. That's already copywritten by Bad Boy.
Yes.
So I didn't use that. So and the rest is history. I started recording with Boss Man. I did my one of my first joints called Capital Finance. It was a freestyle. Then Talk to Me Girl. And then after that, you know, I just started learning how to put the entertainment side into the music.
Mm.
And I've just been doing music. I'm on my, this is my fourth project that I've done. So.
Wow. Wow. You've been putting in that work. Fourth project. That's a lot. That is amazing. When was the most recent project released?
The recent project was released October 10th of 2023. It was called Angel of Darkness, Devil's Advocate. We actually had the single that was going for a year prior to that. It was Mr. Mayhem. Mm. That's the one we're playing on the radio tonight.
Yes.
The Psychomedic theme. And that is actually a wrestling theme that a wrestler in Nashville, Tennessee uses. Shout out to Psychomedic. He asked me, he wanted me to do a theme for him. And you know, I was playing around with some stuff. And Tim, I'm gonna be honest with you, that song actually was inspired by the Sons of Anarchy because I look at the Jax Teller character. I saw a lot of parallels in myself in that character. So that's why I called it Mr. Mayhem, and I kind of added a hip-hop twist to it.
I love that. I love that. I love when artists can become super creative, like when a challenge is presented to them, per se. You said there was a wrestler who wanted a theme song, and you took that challenge and made it your own and came out with a great record.
Yeah.
I love it. Are you a wrestling fan?
Oh, yeah. Big wrestling. Super big.
I figured. Have you been to any of the, like, WWE, WWF? I don't know what they go by now, but I know back in the day, like, I used to take my son a lot.
It's WWE. I've been to a few of them. I've been to a few Summer Slams. I don't go to them much because I don't know how good they're going to be live. Now, I've heard some stories. Now, sometimes my friends will go and be like, oh, man, I could just watch it on TV. So I'm kind of hesitant. But their product's been good now, really good. So you never know. I might go back someday.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having that in-person experience is always a vibe for sure, man. Definitely.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, what's currently going on in Nashville. Like, you know, I've been there a few times on Music Business. Definitely, I have a lot of artists from Nashville that drive down and interview with me in person. And, man, it's just always a vibe. What's the music scene like, in your opinion? And I'm going to, either one of you can answer this. You know, what's the music scene like in Nashville right now for independent artists like yourself that are on the rise?
I'm gonna. It's okay out here. I would say. I do a lot of stuff, you know, in the wrestling market most of the time, because you know they're really down. There's a lot of promoters out here. I'm not trying to be negative. A lot of promoters out here. Hey, you know, some of them are all right. I met a few that are good, but honestly, I do a lot of my business outside of Nashville, like, you know, Atlanta and Houston, as far as, you know, getting on bigger platforms. They just, a lot of people try to gatekeep this, that, you know, help the younger artists, you know, or artists such as myself that's been doing it come up. So
absolutely. I find that there's a lot of that going on in the industry. What are your thoughts on that? Like some of these OGs who, like you said, are or maybe seasoned veterans in the music industry that are gatekeeping and not really helping the artists that are on the rise. How do you feel about that?
I think I think it's an insecurity issue within themselves, because I like to share the light with people. I've been on records where people was like, well, that guy on the record, Robert, sound better than you. And that just makes the record sound good. It's everybody has an opinion.
Yes.
I just feel like that they just want to be the star, and versus, you know, we all can eat together.
Mm.
You know, everybody has different strengths, and, you know, we all can get there, but we just got to get past the ego. I think there's a lot of ego.
Absolutely.
You know, and that holds people back.
Man, I couldn't agree more. You are absolutely right. The really what it boils down to, like you said, most people out here do not want to see someone else do better than them. And that's just weird to me. Like, we should be uplifting each other and cheering each other on. But like you said, them egos get in the way, the pride gets in the way. And that's what's holding a lot of people back from being able to really put other people in a position. So, man, we need to, gatekeepers, we need y'all to pipe down.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your fourth project, Angel of Darkness. Talk to us about that. Like, what did that project mean to you? Like, how did the title come about, and what did that project mean to you?
It was the Angel of Darkness, Devil's Advocate. It was like a the project. It was like me, you know, changing, having, you know, I still do the darker music. You know, still have that, go through a lot of stuff in my life. At the same time, I'm trying to find the good, but, you know, that's the Angel of Darkness part. But sometimes, you know, I get caught up into sin.
Yes.
So that's the Devil's Advocate part. I'm a believer in God. I don't worship the devil or anything. And I just wanted the people to know, you know, my story as far as how I feel, the things I go through, you know, with my family and my in-laws, how, you know, and just the struggles of just being out here in the world, just trying to survive. And, you know, the things I've gone through in my past, the love I have for my family, the love, you know, the lustful things that are going on around me. So that's what that album is about. Mm. Just the, you know, just the tale of, you know, same time I make you dance, I make you think, I make you cry, I make you mad. It's those feelings and everything wrapped into one, but it's my story on top of it.
Yeah. I love that because it sounds like it's a really relatable type project. You have a little bit of something for everybody and every type of emotion.
Right.
How many tracks?
I tried to.
No, you didn't try. You did it. Take that word out your vocabulary. You did it. We ain't trying. We doing, right?
Yeah, we doing. Yeah, there you right. Go. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. I always correct people. I'm not like, nope, we doing it. How many records, how many tracks are on the Angel of Darkness, Devil's Advocate project?
It's on it's 14 tracks.
Okay.
And I got two OGs on there. Fatboy Duke, which is, he used to go by Boss Man, he's on there. Lil Nicky, of course, is on there. And Calico's on there. I did production with, you know, shout out to Young Rider. He did a lot of my production. And then T. Arthur. I've been recording with him since I was 16 years old. Mm. See, that's how. So he's an OG at that.
Yeah.
And then those are the two main ones. And then shout out to Bad Seed. I've been recording with them since I was 21. So it's a lot of the same formula, but we just kind of switched it up a little bit as far as the beats go. You know, some of it's a little rock sound, and some of it, you know, new age type of rap. You know, but it still, you know, it still has that Big Rob flavor. Kind of, but at the same time, I think it's a little bit tougher than what Big Rob was, yeah. You know, when I was with Rob.
I love it. Yeah, we'll definitely have to go and check that out. Lil Nicky, let me ask you this. Are you at all working on like a solo project, or have you recently released a solo project, or are you, you know, right now focusing on collabing with Big Boss?
I'm still collabing with Big Boss, but one of these days I would love to do like a solo project of my own, but right now I'm just doing features, which I don't mind.
Yeah,
doing that,
absolutely.
I love working with my husband and stuff on this project.
Absolutely,
it's awesome. It's really fun. We have fun, but also we have to be like really serious too.
Yes. And it helps build the anticipation for you to release a project. You know, you put doing these features and, you know, collaborative records, it gets your name out there, gets your face out there.
It does.
Yeah. And then it builds the anticipation for people to say, you know what, we want a little Nicky album now. So I love it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, cause now, like I was doing the singing and stuff, but now I'm also doing the rapping too. Now I also rap too.
Mm, which one do you enjoy more? Singing or rapping?
Oh my God. Oh God, that's so tricky. I love rapping, but I also like to sing too. But rap is my favorite because, like, I got that, like, so down pat.
I love it.
The first time I did it, I did, like, maybe one take or two, and I just had it. on point.
That is dope. I love it. What is your creative process? Do you sit down and put pen to paper and write your music? Are you writing it on your phone? Or are you getting in the studio more like freestyling? How, Lil Nikki, how's your music coming together when you actually do a rap or a record?
Sometimes I like, my husband helps me, but like sometimes I write stuff that just pops in my head, like stuff I've been through in the past. And I'm like, I'll bring it to my husband. I'm like, you think this is good? And he helps me switch it around to where it sounds more like rap lyrics and yes. stuff.
That's dope.
Because I mostly do poetry and stuff.
In poetry, like, I've actually had a lot of artists tell me that they started out with poetry and then they, you know, transition into actually writing records. And some of their inspiration comes from some of the poems that they've written in the past.
Exactly. That's what I would love to do and stuff. I just haven't done it yet with none of my stuff I wrote.
Absolutely. And Big Boss, what about you? What's your creative process? Are you a writer?
Yes, I'm a writer. My creative process, I do it from my phone and on paper. So okay. I randomly, like, I'll just come up with something and I'll just write like a few bars down. And sometimes I'll have the hook and I'll just write the hook down. And then I'll try to find the beat to kind of go with it. And I kind of get the emotion of the song, and it's based on what the emotion of the song is based on what the beat's feeling is going to be.
That is dope. I love the fact that both of you write because, excuse me, it seems like more and more artists either are have never written a record. They always like freestyle and punch in, or they barely write records. And, you know, I think, you know, whatever anybody's creative process is cool, but I'm just a big fan of when people actually sit down and write their records and put some thought into it.
Right.
Definitely. Let's talk about Outer Heaven, your label. Who developed the label?
My first album was called Time to Rise Volume 1 Outer Heaven. Is when I was, you know, me and my other partner, we were working together. I ended up making my own company because we had some things that happened with the company I used to be with. You know, it's all water under the bridge now. But Outer Heaven is just a representation of growth, of how I started that. And leaving the Big Rob name where it was, because, you know, I felt like when I was Big Rob, I had a lot of insecurities in myself. I had a lot of doubt, and I believed in myself, but I was always trying to do things the quick way. With Outer Heaven, you can be that label. Just for me, you can do anything, no matter what your age is. You can be anything. You could do anything. So that's why I named it Outer Heaven, and that's how it came about.
Man, that is absolute facts. You know, we can do whatever we want at any age, and who's to say we cannot? There's people out here who try to put age limits or caps on certain things, and I feel like, why not? If we want to be, you know, 60 years old and still rapping, that's up to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with somebody doing something. And some people start later in life. Everybody's journey is different.
Right.
Everybody's journey is different. What about outside of the music industry? Are there other business ventures that either of you or together are pursuing?
Yes, I would love to pursue a fashion line called Kitchens and Cream.
That's dope. I love it. I love it. So that's something that's going to be in the works here soon?
Yeah.
We're manifesting it. We're manifesting it.
Still working on it, but yes, I would love to get it out there.
Okay. Okay. Now, is this something that's going to be strictly for the ladies, or is there going to be something for the fellas as well?
Oh, Lord, I would love to do it for everybody, like everybody of each race. It don't matter what color you are.
Yes.
Instead, male, female, I don't care.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, that's a great industry to get into because everybody wants to look fly. They want to look good when they step out. So it's like, you know, there's so many different things you can do, you know, creating new fashion, new merch, you know, the sky's the limit with that. I love it.
Yes. And that's what I would love to do. And I'm also doing modeling too.
Okay. And what form of modeling, like runway or magazine photos, like what type of modeling are you doing?
just photo shoots for right now, but yeah. I would love to do the runway.
That is beautiful. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Is that a big scene in your city? The modeling scene, is that big in Nashville?
Not really.
Well, that's a good thing though. That means it's wide open for you.
Yes, Nashville. I mean, like, we have the hip hop, but like, it's mostly country music. No downplay to the country artists out here, but it's a lot of country music out here.
Yeah, it definitely, Nashville is a lot of country music. Is that ever an interest for you to tap in on the countryside?
Maybe.
Well, possibly. Absolutely. I mean, the one positive thing about that would be it would open you to a whole new audience.
It would, exactly. Yeah. That's what my husband tells me all the time. He's like, I think you should do maybe at least like one country song, because it would open a whole nother door for you and 100%. Get you another audience. It would spread.
That is facts. Big Boss, get your boots ready.
Hey. Oh my God. You'll be surprised that I'm the one that probably listens to the country music in the house.
Okay. So, Big Boss, does that interest you to ever create a country record or collab with a country artist?
That does. I did present that. Yes, that would be a good idea, because I listen to country music. You know, some of it I can listen to, just like every rap song. I'll listen to every rap song, but if a song is good, it's good, whether what genre it's from.
That's right.
And I was like, Holly, I mean, that would be a good genre. You have the look. I mean, you can get tap into that. I'll put on some boots and put on a hat.
Your boots and britches. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love the chemistry between you two and how supportive you are of each other. That's beautiful. What about you, Big Boss? Other business ventures that you are pursuing or would love to pursue?
Of course, you know, help Holly with the cookies and cream. Well, I call her Holly. Sorry, everybody, that's not real. That's her bit. I'm so used to
you just gave out the sauce.
Okay, I'm gonna give a work with Nick with her cookies and cream line, and I wanted to do a Boss Life line for myself. It is a male clothing line. I wanted to get into that as well. That is going to be for plus size males.
I wanted
to do that for.
That'll be nice. And
yes, and that's my Boss Life. Cause that's for, you know, plus size males. There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
And continue with the wrestling, of course, and do some, and get into voice acting. I want to get into voice acting.
You should look into. There's an app called Backstage. Have you heard of it?
I don't think I have.
So go to your app store and download the Backstage app. I'm a member with them, and I've actually landed a few voiceover roles for different movies and got my IMDb credit, you know, made a little money. So look at the Yeah, they always, every day they post new gigs. They post like acting gigs for like the main role or for extras, but they also have a whole voiceover section on there. And then you can narrow it down to like the age bracket they're looking for, if they're looking for a man or a woman. Yeah, so, you know, check it out. You can make a little extra money, and that could possibly start a new career path for you.
I'm going to check that out. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely
going to
check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Big Boss, also, let me ask you this. You know, what is it about music that makes you feel so passionate?
You know, I don't want to just be a sad story, but I just remember when I was 11 years old, that feeling where I remember Eminem's The Way I Am came on. And I remember, you know, being beaten up on the ground. And that song uplifted me.
Yeah.
Yeah. To keep going, you know. And I remember I was, you know, I fell in love with that. And then like Jada Kiss, you know, when I felt like, you know, we gonna make it, you know, when people kept saying, you know, he's not gonna do anything. And, you know, those are the feelings I get when those songs come on, because it's like they're talking to me.
Yes.
It's like, you know, we gonna make it. We gonna make it. I just like, I'm gonna make it. And it's just like, you know, it's like, It's like, you know, people get hyped with Rocky. I get hyped with hip hop songs still. I still listen to that music when it still gets me up. And you ask my wife, she's like, you listen to that song like all the time. I was like, it's my motivation and there it keeps me going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we all have like particular records that are our go-to records. What are one or two of your go-to records, Big Boss? Like maybe you're having a little bit of a rough day or something. What would be one or two songs that you would turn on and listen to that's going to help you feel a little bit better?
Now That You Can Hate Me Now.
That's the one. Any other one in particular on the playlist?
Let me think. I can do one. It's a lot of them. Jay-Z, Dead Presidents.
Okay. There you go. Definitely. I love it. So those are the go-to songs. Okay. And it sounds like you have a wide, listening ear because you said you like country music as well. What about any rock, Big Boss? Any rock music?
Again, yes. We like rock. Seven Dust, a few of them.
Okay, that's dope. I love that you don't box yourself in.
That's another one. What's that one where all the cowboys go? Who sings that one? Is Where All the Cowboys Go? I don't like that song. Paula Cole is her name, right? Yeah, Paula Cole. That was one of my favorite. It's a country record, kind of country pop. And then, of course, you know, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Pink, Toni Braxton, Beyonce.
Wow. I love it. I love the fact that you're advocating for the ladies, too. Go ahead, Big Boss. I see you. Got to show the ladies some love, definitely. And Lil Nikki, I want to ask you the same question. You know, what is it about music that makes you feel passionate?
Pretty much like, because I came from a rough background, but I'm definitely not going to get into mine. It's really very sad. That's how me and my husband actually split, because we both came from sad backgrounds. But yeah. What motivated me was listening to, like, at first the Titanic song, but Celine Dion, knowing that I could, you know, like, my heart will go on. I will get out of this.
Yes.
You know? Pushing myself, of course. Then, like, as I got into the hip-hop music, Eminem.
Yes, definitely one of the greatest. Absolutely. And
I love him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said that, you know, you'll get through it, because whenever we have rough times, we always have to remember this too shall pass. Like nothing is forever. So everything, any adversity we go through, just know that this too shall pass.
Yes. So it's like, I'm not going to get into like a whole God thing, but like, you know, God's carrying us through. We are all his children and he will carry us. If we can't do it, he will guide us to that way.
Man, that is absolute facts.
And I have the strength to get me to where I'm at now.
Absolutely. We have to walk in faith and keep God first, because we don't get our blessings from no man. We get them from God. So we always have to keep him first. And like you said, we're all God's children. He loves all of us.
That's right.
That's beautiful. No matter who you are, what you've done, he loves all of us, you know, and some people seem to think he loves some more than others. And that's just not true. You know, like some people are just troubled.
Exactly.
Definitely. So let's talk about this Mr. Mayhem record, Big Boss and Lil Nikki. How long has this song been out?
It's been out since 2022.
Okay.
It's been out
since 2022. So it's still fairly new because the whole world hasn't heard it yet. We got to make sure the world hears it.
Exactly.
Now, I know this is like a theme record that you did. Did you or are you planning on shooting a music video for it?
We shot one already. Okay. It's already on YouTube.
What is the YouTube channel it's listed to? I want to go check it out after the interview.
It is on our music channel. I think outer. Let me look it up. Hold on. I gotta pull it up.
That's fine.
It's Outer Heaven. It's Outer Heaven Inc. Yeah, that's what it is. It's under Outer Heaven Inc. I think I put the link in there, but it's under Outer Heaven Inc. That's what I have it under.
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to definitely take a look at that and find it and watch it. I'm excited to. I always like the support, because that's something that, you know, artists count on, is them views and them subscribers and all that on YouTube. Definitely.
Actually, it's under my name, Robert West. I have to take that back, at Robert West 2481.
All right, I'm typing that in now so I don't forget. Okay. Is it all one word, Robert West 2041, all together?
It's all together, yep.
All right, I'm going to do that now so I can find it. Okay, I got it right here. So I'll make sure I check that out, because I definitely want to support both of you guys. Now, what about, you know, other things within the music industry? Is there other things that you want to tap into? Do you guys think you might ever start a podcast together or anything like that?
Oh, that would be fun. We have a lot of time to go over.
I think you should. That would be fire.
Yes, we definitely do that.
Yeah.
I can go on and on with topics. I actually did a podcast with a few people, and I find it fun. The topics that we could just go into, other than just music, just about, you know, dating in today's world, which I'm glad I don't have to do.
And, right.
And just how the world is going right now, the economy. So I've done a little bit of that before, and it's been fun. I just, you know, think it's cool to hear everybody's opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something you guys should do, because, you know, a lot of that type of content can go viral, and that could trickle back over to your music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a thought. You know, if you guys ever want to get up and running, let me know. I've been podcasting for 13 years. I consider myself a guru now, so I can help you out, get everything up and running.
We'll definitely be reaching out for that one.
Absolutely. Definitely. And then if you guys ever plan a trip down here to Atlanta, let me know. I'd love to have you guys stop through the studio and check us out.
Yeah, we might do that this summer, because, we definitely want to do that, because I wanted to do it for this spring. But, you know, we have some things that come up, but I definitely want to do it this summer. I was just telling Holly about that. Again, I dropped your name again. I was just telling Nick about that a minute ago before you called in. So we would definitely, because I was like, I want to get back in the studio, because I loved the, we had a listening party with you years ago, and that was so fun. And it was, you know, one of the best experiences I've ever had in, you know, Atlanta, as far as, you know, people listening to my second project. It was awesome.
Absolutely. That sounds like a plan. Well, I'm definitely excited to connect, reconnect. And, you know, whenever you guys come out here, just let me know. But we're going to check out this record. Before we do that, each of you, we'll start with Lil Nikki. Where can people follow you out on your social media?
At Lil Nikki. I think it's just Lil Nikki, because I'm thinking about my Google. It's just Lil Nikki.
Okay. Okay, no numbers with it?
Yeah, the Instagram, I think it's...
Lil Nikki underscore.
And I think that's it.
That's fine.
Is that it?
I'm not really... I'm thinking about my Google, like Nikki Star.
It's Nikki Star underscore... Nikki Star.
Lil Nikki Star, okay.
Yeah.
Underscore, my bad. I'm thinking about my Google account. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's okay. That's okay. So say it one more time.
It's Lil Nikki Star, but you got to put the underscore again. What Big Boss just said.
Okay. So Lil underscore Nikki underscore Star. I found it. Got it. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Make sure everybody, you go follow her. And same thing, Big Boss, where can people tune in and tap in with you?
Oh, yes. Mr. underscore West 1953. Now, if you know, Tampa, I know you got my Instagram. I may have backwards that, but it's on there. It's on the link under the under my profile. But I did that a tribute to my father, because he passed away. So I switched it to Mr. underscore West 1953. Instagram.com.
That's beautiful. And my condolences to you too. I know how difficult it is to lose a parent.
Yes. My father and my mother, they were strong individuals. My mother's still here. Shout out to her. But, you know, it was always good to, you know, you know, show them love. And, you know, my father actually was an engineer, but, you know, so he was a retired engineer.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Is there anybody in particular you guys would like to give a shout out to that or give thanks to?
My husband for helping me through the way. Of course, Harry, psychomedic.
Oh, you don't know. That's all you want to say? What about Jesus?
Of course, we all know God. your mom, my godmother, Sandra Boyd.
And I want to shout out, of course, Psychomedic Perry Lewis, Mario Jax. I did his theme too. Robert Alexander, a.k.a. Classic Man, Calico, Fat Boy Duke, my mother, Sandra Boyd, Anaya Wilkins, Keadra Hall, April Wilkins, Mike Bond, Free, my boy, my bro Mike. He on lockdown, but he's going to be getting out soon. Jesus, my children, Camille and Michaela, just God and my whole entire family in the world for just, you know, giving me the opportunity to be on the radio again, and just, you know, thankful to Tampa for letting me on her platform, letting us on the platform.
Yes. Of course, my pleasure. And shout out to both of you. I appreciate both of you taking some time, and, you know, both of you are super professional. You're on point. So I definitely want to salute and shout out to both of you as well.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So let's get into this record. Who wants to introduce it for us?
You do the honors, ladies first.
All right. This is Mr. Mayhem, starting Big Boss and Lil Nikki.
Hey, I love it. Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for It Is Your Girl Tampa Mystic.
Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
I'm a psychomedic, a schizo paramedic. Big Boss endorses it, and Outer Heaven is a label that pays for it. So call me Mr. Mayhem, a dangerous young nigga, doesn't give a damn. When I flip the switch, time's up. Don't make me flip out and put my gun in your mouth. I'm evil, walking in your city in all black, ready to attack. I gave my soul to the devil years ago and went to hell to get it back. Smack the devil with my gat. Mr. Mayhem is ready to rule the wrestling land, and hip-hop won't be able to stand against Mr. Mayhem. We don't need a vote. Like Jax Teller, I'll cut your throat, cause me and Medic are Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. Been doing this for years, flatlining niggas, we out here. But the ladies, they love psychos, they ready to take off their clothes. But me and Medic ain't got time for that. When the match is on, that means your soul is gone. I've conquered the Ville, I smashed the Remnant and Gwen's daughter. So you know I'm stronger than anybody that can stand against me. I got AOS and Psychomedic representing me. Get in the ring, I'll put you to sleep. We are the streets, County Grove flows in me. Mr. Mayhem has left nothing but scorched land. I'm a mad bomber, blow up all your plans. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem, Mr. Mayhem, come meet Mr. Mayhem. I'm Mr. Mayhem.